Cattle futures are still watching that cash market. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. We've seen a slightly lower market across our cattle futures to kick off this week, but in reality, demand on the feeders are still strong. Fundamentals are still strong, and this market likes to watch cash. So those things have not changed. And here with Brad Coima, 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 and Varlick.
Well, thanks for having me on, Danielle. I think you started out right on track with how it feels to me, too. A market that has been really dominated, or influenced, maybe is a better word, by a very strong cash market, whether you're talking about a 600-pound steer at a sale barn or an 800-pound steer someplace, or if you're talking about the fed cattle market also. Last week was a strong week for both. I have a tendency lately here to be more of a glass-half-full person, thinking that the market is starting to firm. But the cash market exceeded my expectations, Danielle, last week, where we got all as high as 222 or maybe even a little bit more by Friday on some cash cattle. So that was fun.
And Brad said that yesterday was the day that the USDA was supposed to
inspect that Santa Teresa delivery point, one of the first delivery points that you would expect when they do open the border, Mexican border we're talking about, that would probably be the first one. So I'm sure that some of us will be keeping our ear to the ground to see if there's any news on that front.
And we've heard some news on the hog side about Spain and an African swine fever outbreak. Whether or not that's going to affect our markets here or exports, Brad gave us his opinion there.
That's a fair question. Mm-hmm. It's not bearish. I don't know that it's impactful in a big way, though, for our markets, as that has not been a large exporter anyway. It's not bearish, but I don't think it's be a much bigger deal if it was in a lot bigger production area than Spain.
And again, that's Brad Coima with Coima, Coima, and Varlick. Make sure to catch him and his comments on Tuesday mornings at the 8:30 opening market. With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.